Night. A bicycle rests against a railing on a dimly lit street of terraced houses. Two parked motor cars cast long shadows along the road. A pretty teenage girl leaves a house wearing a green coat and red beret. The girl, Eilish, sits in the front pew at church with two other women, each of whom hold Bibles. Eilish yawns, and the elder of the other two women, Miss Kelly, fixes her with a disapproving look. It's a little lighter as the three of them stand outside a shop, M. Kelly General Supplies. Miss Kelly unlocks the door.
Miss Kelly, might I talk to you later?
But what you're going to say will cause trouble for me in some way or another.
Miss Kelly is a prim woman in her 60s. They go inside. Later, serving at the counter, Eilish hands a customer a cigarette from a tin.
9 o'clock mass is over, girls.
The shop is soon crowded with customers all waiting to be served. Yeah. Miss Kelly oversees imperiously.
Now.
Thank you.
One moment, please.
Miss Kelly's sour face lights up as she sees a well-to-do woman come in.
Mrs. Brady, what would you like this morning?
Half a dozen rashers, please.
Of course. Eilish will get that for you now.
I was next.
And you still are.
Miss Kelly leans to a woman in a headscarf.
Yes?
I need some shoe polish.
Shoe polish? That's not really a Sunday item now, is it? These people need things for their dinner or their tea. What couldn't you have remembered yesterday? Because it looks like you needed it yesterday.
I'm sorry.
Mrs. Brady stands looking slightly awkward at the front of the queue. Later, Miss Kelly sees the last of the customers out of the door. Eilish musters up her courage and turns to speak with her.
Miss Kelly.
I hadn't forgotten. Spit it out, whatever it is.
I'm away to America.
Miss Kelly stares flatly at her.
Whose idea was that?
Father Flood in New York arranged it. Rose used to play golf with him. He sponsored me. He found me a job and got me a visa.
Well, we won't be needing you back here.
I could work every Sunday till I go.
No, thank you.
Miss Kelly looks down her nose at Eilish.
Your poor sister.
My sister?
Oh, mothers are always being left behind in this country. But Rose, that's the end for her now, isn't it? She'll be looking after your mother for the rest of her life.
Eilish drops her gaze. Later, she sits at dinner with her mother Mary and sister Rose in their dimly lit dining room. Rose is skinny and somewhat bird-like. Eilish is attractive with alabaster skin and tumbling red locks. She takes a deep breath.
I wish I'd written to Father Flood about you, Rose.
Me? I have a job. You had a couple of hours on a Sunday working for Nettles Kelly.
You shouldn't call her that.
I think it's quite a kind name, considering she's actually a terrible old witch.
Well, I don't want to talk about her anymore.
Good.
Mary looks at Eilish.
They say it's hotter there in the summer and colder in the winter.
The sisters smile at each other.
What in heaven's name will she do about clothes?
She'll buy them, Mother.
She doesn't want to be wasting her money on clothes.
She won't have much choice. She'll be there for...
An awkward silence descends and Rose gazes sadly at Eilish, who averts her eyes. It's night as Eilish knocks for a friend. Her pretty friend answers, all smiles, and they walk arm in arm.
You look beautiful, Nancy.
Thank you.
You look so beautiful, it makes me despair of this place.
Why?
Well, you're the prettiest girl in County Wexford. You should be able to choose any man you want. And we're hoping that George Sheridan from the rugby club looks your way.
Do you think he might?
Of course he will. I know you like him, Nancy, but he's not Gary Cooper, is he? And those boys with their hair oil and their blazers.
He has beautiful eyes.
And he's going to come into a beautiful shop in the market square.
Nancy looks her over.
Why didn't you wear your blue dress?
Are you asking why I didn't make more of an effort? I suppose because I'm going away.
The girls join a queue outside a dance hall. Inside, they slurp drinks from glass bottles. The rugby lads come in. They're in matching blazers, trousers and shoes. Nancy looks away nervously and Eilish smiles. Nancy stands with her back to the boys who smoke and drink on the other side of the room. Eilish coolly observes them for her.
He's looked over here twice already.
He hasn't.
He starts over.
He's walking over here now.
He's not.
Why would I keep lying to you about what George Sheridan's doing?
Dark-haired George approaches them.
Would you like to dance?
He takes Nancy by the hand and leads her to the dance floor. Eilish beams at her and gives a little excited shrug of the shoulders. She watches for a moment, then her eyes glaze over and her smile fades. She takes a deep breath and her eyes rove. Standing there alone, Eilish stares blankly into space. She blinks, then heaves a sigh. As Nancy and George chat on the dance floor, Eilish starts for the door. She looks back at them, rocking gently to the music, then strolls out past the boys from the rugby club. At home, she and Rose stand over a suitcase of folded clothes.
Is that really everything you want? Oh, Eilish. I should have looked after you better.
You've bought most of the clothes in this case. It's one of the reasons I'm gone, because I can't buy my own.
If it was just that, I'd spend every penny I had on you. Gladly. But I can't buy you a future. I can't buy you the kind of life you need.
I know.
Eilish furrows her brow.
But you'll come see me there one day.
Yes.
Rose's eyes glisten.
And you'll look after yourself.
You don't have to worry about me.
And I'll come home to visit, won't I?
Rose holds back tears.
Because I couldn't bear it if...
You haven't packed your shoes yet. They'll take up a bit of room.
Eilish nods and puts the shoes in her case. Rose smiles through her tears.
There.
Day. Rose and Mary stand in a melancholy crowd of people looking up from the dock at their departing loved ones. Wearing a double-breasted green coat and red beret, Eilish looks down sadly at them from the deck of a ship. Unblinking, Rose stares back through her tears. Mary looks distressed and starts away through the throng. Failing to stop her, Rose looks up at Eilish, who blows her a kiss as the boat pulls out of the harbour. Emotional, Rose blows one back. Rose's outstretched hand quivers. She turns and goes, leaving Eilish gazing after her with her hands on a metal rail. Eilish takes deep breaths and blinks back tears. On the dock, a grey-haired woman waves a hanky. Another woman buries her head against her bespectacled husband's shoulder. Eilish carries her large, heavy case down a stairway inside the ship. She pauses at the bottom and watches a smartly dressed young man walk by. Reading a sign on a wall, she starts off along a corridor. She comes to another sign and finally opens the door of her cabin. It's small with a narrow bunk bed. She sees another sliding door. She opens it to reveal a small 2-in-1 shower and toilet cubicle. Spotting another door inside, she slides it open to reveal 2 young women discussing sleeping arrangements in the next cabin.
Oh, I'm sorry.
She slides it too. Later, she lies on the bottom bunk staring up blankly. A glamorous-looking blonde enters with her boarding pass between her teeth. Eilish sits up and receives a stern look.
Off! Number one, bottom bunk, that's mine. You're on the top.
The woman is older than Eilish, in her late 20s. Eilish does as she's told and the woman sits down by the bed.
This is hell. Never again.
Never again to America?
The mistake was coming home from America in the first place.
She looks around.
I'd do anything to get this horrible cabin. Let's go for a smoke.
I don't.
Suit yourself. I'll see you later. Unless I find a nice man first to smoke with.
The woman feigns a scandalized look and retreats through the door. Eilish eats alone in an otherwise empty mess hall. She spoons stew into her mouth and, trying not to gag, does her best to appear inconspicuous as she spits something out into a napkin. A waiter in a white jacket and black bow tie.
It's good to see that not everybody's put off their dinner by the weather forecast. It's supposed to be a rough one tonight, so none of the other passengers are eating. A few spoonfuls of soup, maybe, but not the mutton stew.
Cocking an eyebrow, he takes her bowl away. Feeling quite the fool, Eilish sips a glass of water. Later, in a nightie, she beats on the door of the shared toilet cubicle.
Please unlock it!
Eilish struggles to stay upright as the ship rocks violently. She claps a hand over her mouth. She staggers out along the corridor and takes a mop bucket from a niche. She kneels down, then gets to her feet again. Frantically lifting her nightie, she squats over the bucket and grimaces. Returning to her room, she bangs on the toilet door. She vomits in the bucket. Morning. Eilish is asleep on the bottom bunk. She wakes to find her cabin mate, Georgina, checking her forehead for a temperature. Georgina smiles warmly.
I'm sorry about the smell and the bucket.
Don't worry. The whole boat stinks, even first class. I've just been thrown out of there, by the way.
The bathroom door was locked all night.
Oh, those bastards.
She unzips a personal grooming kit and takes out a nail file. She picks the lock on the toilet door, then quietly carries her heavy suitcase in. Eilish watches from the bed as Georgina locks the door to the adjacent cabin and jams her suitcase up against it. She smiles proudly.
There, won't be very comfortable, but at least it's ours.
Open the door.
Fuck off!
Open the door.
Do you hear me? Fuck off! If you'd been nice last night, we would have played fair.
Yes.
Now you've got no toilet. You bastards! Go on, you can use it. I'm going to get us some water. That's all you're allowed.
Georgina goes. Later, they stand on the deck, looking out at the wide blue sea.
You going to live in America?
Yes.
Your papers and everything?
Yes. And a job.
How'd you manage to arrange all that?
I didn't. Someone did it for me. A priest my sister knows.
And how do you feel about it?
Eilish looks away. She takes a deep breath and narrows her eyes.
How long do letters from Ireland take to arrive? My sister Rose said she'd write straight away.
They take a long time at first. And then no time at all. Are you family in America? Friends?
No.
You'll meet people easily enough. Where are you going to live?
Brooklyn. How'd you know that?
Lucky guess. Try to remember that sometimes it's nice to talk to people who don't know your auntie.
That's what it's like.
That's what it's like.
Georgina nods, then looks out to sea.